You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Oh, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your home, to your cars, into the Where Cypress audience also. And by the way, the radio stations that has made this day possible. Amen. Hallelujah. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Amen. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast today. Again, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you've been tied up in, no matter what you've been in, no matter what you're getting ready to face, it's about time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Come on, hold your head up high because you're coming through it. You're coming through it. You're coming out. As a matter of fact, you're on your way out now because who lives? Jesus lives. And we're so excited about it. Again, we give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing on your behalf. Come on, somebody. You got to get excited about what God is doing. Come on. You can't look at what the enemy is doing. You can't grope and moan and cry. But you got to get excited about what God is doing in your life, no matter what it looks like. It may not look like nothing right away. It may not feel like nothing right away, but you got to know down on the inside that God is doing what he say he is going to do, and he's going to work things out for you. Again, we want to thank God for you, you and you tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. God has made it possible again for us to be here, for us to be here every round. You can look around and see what the Lord has done. He's made it possible for us to be here. Again, we thank God for the radio station, WWBC. Amen. Hallelujah. 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for me to come into your homes on Mondays, which was Monday morning, and today, Friday, from what, 9 to 10. You stay with me, and my words is I'll stay with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give God praise and thanks for what he's doing. Amen. We thank God for you. Listen, let's go to the word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you for your people. We thank you for those that are on the other side of the Cypress audience. We thank you for those that's on the other side of the radio dial, God, upon the sound of my voice, Father. We thank you that you woke them up this morning. You woke us up this morning, closed in our right mind. We have the activity of our limbs. And Father, we thank you today, God, that it's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns you. Hallelujah. That concerns them, Father. We thank you now, Father God, that we have all things right now in your name, Father. We thank you now, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank God for you. Praise God again. Thank God. We thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Church mother. Amen. Mother Brown. And to all our elders. Amen. And to all the prophets and all the saints of God at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We thank God for them. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Listen, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up high. I want you to keep looking up to the hills. Come on, from which cometh your help? Your help has come from the Lord. Your help has come from the Lord. He that made the heavens and the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't look to the left, can't look to the right. Come on, but look up to the hills from which cometh your help. Come on, somebody. Stand on in there. Don't hang. Stand on in there. Because guess what? He lives. Jesus lives. Where do he live? You say, Apostle. He lives within me and in you. Come on, somebody. We give God the praise. Listen, we want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families. Amen. Those that will be going through a bereavement hour this weekend. those that will be going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolences again to the Barton family, Elder Marcus Barton, Lady Woods, amen, hallelujah, up there, amen, in the passing of missionary evangelist Elise Barton, amen. And we want to throw our arms around this family, and I'm telling you, it has been something, amen. God has seen us through this, amen. Those of you that know evangelist Elise, you call her Missionary Barton. Those of you that know her, those of you that ever came in contact with her, it was in her presence. Amen. She was known by singing. She was known by doing hair. Amen. She was a hairstylist. Amen. We thank God for the time that he allowed us to be with her, and she touched our lives. She touched so many lives. Amen. Hallelujah. I do have the information for her homegoing services will be on the 9th of August. Amen. The 9th of August, 11 o'clock. Amen. At Bible Way Church of God in Christ. Amen. Where her her pastor, the pastor is Pastor Woods, Willie Woods, and Lady Woods, Annie Lou Woods, which is her aunt and her uncle. They will be up there again in Oak Hill. It will be at 11 o'clock that Saturday, that on the 9th. Amen. Hallelujah. So those of you that was wondering, or have you heard about it, or know her and would like to attend to the services, it will be on the 9th of August, 11 o'clock, Bible Way Church of God in Christ, Oak Hill, Florida. So we're praying. Pray for us as we pray for you. Pray for the family that God will see them through. Amen. Hallelujah. And pass it up of Sister Evangelist Elise Barton. Amen. So, and let's hold our heads up and go through our arms around this family, and we pray that God give them strength again. Elder Marcus, we praying for you, and Lady Woods, Annie Lou Woods, which is her auntie. We're praying for this and the whole entire family. We thank God for them. Amen. Listen, you may know somebody that I don't know. Keep them in prayer. Keep them lifted up. Keep them lifted up. Keep them lifted up. Praise our God in prayer. Come on, those that have already gone through this, amen. You know where she's at, where they're at, where he's at. Hallelujah. So let's continue to pray for them. Listen, I want you to get ready. Continue. We are in the 30 day, coming down almost near to the close, the 30 day of prayer, consecration, service, revival. We have been having a time in prayer with God, meeting God in prayer, talking to God in prayer. Yes, it has been a time. God has been delivering. God has been healing. God has been filling people with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, in prayer, he's been doing it, amen, every night. People are coming in, and every night they're getting something, they're getting delivered, they're getting healed, they're getting set free in their minds and soul. When you begin to pray, and you begin to pray sincere, God moves, amen. I'm telling you, people of God, those of you that can, and in surrounding areas, come in and be with us in this prayer, changing life. Revival has been changing us. Amen. 30 days we have been instructed to come in to pray, and we're coming down to the close. The last is August the 8th. Amen. That Friday night, we will have a whole full service. I mean a whole full service. We were going to pray, and we're going to have a whole full service. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss it. Those of you that have been on, those of you that have been watching online, those of you that have been there, right there, hand right there in the middle of it, not online, but right there, you've seen God. God has spoken to you. God has deposited in you, pull out and deposit into you. So I'm looking for you, you and you, to come meet us. Come meet us there. Meet us there. Or beat us there. One, and join in this almost coming down to the close of this 30-day prayer with God. Amen. I'm looking for you to come over. I'm looking for you to come cross. I'm looking for you to come through and watch what God can do. Amen. When you pray, you must believe. When you pray, you must know that God heareth you no matter what, no matter what the enemy is doing. No matter what the enemy is saying, God hear you, and God will grant you your request when you pray. Come on. There's something about when you pray. There's something about when we come together, collective and body, and begin to pray. In it to touch and agree. He say he's in the midst of us. So when you pray, you must believe. Come on, you got to believe. You got to believe. Somebody need to type on the screen right there. I believe God. I believe God. When I pray, I believe that he heareth me. When I pray, when I'm going through circumstances and situations, I'm not going to panic. I choose to pray. I know God can. I know God will. And I believe God. What about you? Do you believe him? Do you believe it today? Come on. Hallelujah. Prayer is something about when you begin to pray. It's something about when you pray and when you put it in God's hands. It's something about prayer. It brings you to a place of peace. It brings you to a place of rest. It brings you to a place of joy. Something's about prayer. God, hallelujah, answers prayer. He still answers prayer. Hallelujah. How you know, Apostle? Because he answered mine. God answers prayer. How you know God answers prayer? Because the situation changed. I believe God. That's right. I believe God. I believe God. No matter what I'm going through with, no matter what it looks like, I believe God. Come on. When you believe God, when you trusting in God, you leaning not to your own understanding, God will do it. You must believe it. You must have the faith enough to know and believe. When you pray, it will be done. Come on. Hallelujah. Not according to man, not according to your liking, your feelings. When you pray, give it to God. He changed the things. He turned things around. Come on. He make you whole. Come on. He set you free. When you pray, hallelujah, when you pray, I don't care. It ain't no certain time to pray. You, the man that said men ought to always pray. Yeah, there are hours and watches, but we still could pray. There's time you pray. You could pray right now. You could pray in the morning. You could pray in the evening. Come on. He heareth you when you pray. He heareth you when you cry out sincere. Come on, it's in prayer where we got our strength. It's in prayer where we get our joy. It's in prayer. Come on, look at your neighbor. Oh, I'm so used to being in church. You got to be in prayer. Come on, we can't be in any other thing else. We got to stay in prayer. Come on, we got to walk in prayer. We got to talk in prayer. We got to think in prayer. Somebody said, well, you can't be all those. Yes, you can. You could be doing something, but you can have a prayerful spirit. I'm praying in the spirit. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, we got to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a saying, say, if you pray, come on, if you pray, come on. I said, if I'm going to pray, I ain't going to worry. Come on. If I'm going to worry, I ain't going to pray. Come on. You got to pray. You got to pray through this. You can't complain through it. You can't try to figure it out through it. Come on. You can't try to work it out through it. But you can pray. You can pray. You can pray through it. Come on here. Yeah. Bless your prophet ever my night. God bless you. Hallelujah. You got to pray through this. You got to pray, people. We must pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the basic. Come on. The basic. We have made it hard because we choose not to pray. We choose to worry. We choose to talk about it. We choose to try to work it out ourselves. Then we want to go and pray when we don't made a mess. Why not choose to pray first? Come on, because he heareth us when we pray. Oh, God. He heareth us when we pray, and he's going to do it, operate. He's going to bring it you out. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What did he tell Daniel? I heard you the first time you prayed. I heard you the first time. Come on here. But because what? The Persian, Satan is the air. He held it up. He held it up. Come on. God heard you when you pray. He heard you when you pray. So don't get foolish and begin to talk foolish. Come on. Keep a prayerful spirit in the midst while you yet in this circumstance. I know God's going to do it. Again, I believe God's going to do it. I know he's going to bring me out. Come on here. Why? Because his ears are open to the righteous cry. And he heareth us when we pray. Come on. He heareth us when we pray. When you begin to pray and when you begin to cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. I come to wake somebody up this morning. It's about time for your miracle. But when you pray, you got to believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You got to believe that he heareth you when you pray. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God bless you, Patricia, Barbara. God bless you. I'm telling you, when you pray, come on, you can't worry about things when you pray. You can't call and cry about things when you pray. You can't try to figure it out when you pray. You just got to pray and believe God. Can I get somebody to say it with me? You got to pray and believe God. You got to walk and believe God. Come on. You can't cry. Come on. Scratch your shoulders up. Scratch your shoulders back. Pick up your head. Come on here. Because when you pray, hallelujah, when you pray, I know that prayer works. I know that prayer will do the job. Get the job done. I know you got to believe it. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't let the circumstances and the dictates to you when you pray. Come on, because you're walking upright. Come on, you're living right. Come on, somebody. You're doing all you know how to do. And the Bible says, come on, excuse me. And the Bible says, there's no good thing that he will do what? Hold from them that what? Walk upright before him. Come on. And the Bible says, come on, let's deal with the word here. Let's not deal with all this other unnecessary stuff. And the word says, come on, he knoweth them that are his. Come on here. Hallelujah. The ears are open to the righteous cry. And he knoweth them that are his. Come on. The foundation of the Lord stands assured. Come on. Everything we need to stand on is concrete. Come on. When we pray, we got to believe. We got to believe. Come on. Why pray and don't believe? Uh-oh. Why pray and be disgusted? Why pray about it and try to figure it out? No, pray about it and go home. Go on and give God thanks. Pray about it and give him glory. Come on here. Pray about it, give him glory, and talk about it later. Come on. When I say talk about it later, talk about the victory that God has brought you through prayer. Come on, somebody. Stop cutting ourselves and making ourselves believe unnecessary because we're looking at circumstances. We're allowing the circumstances and the situations to cut us and make us bleed when we can pray about it and be stitched up and go ahead on and get healed. Uh-oh. I'm not saying, you said, Apostle, I got this going. I'm not saying true facts. No, it may be there. True facts, yes, it may be happening. This is the facts. Yes, it's there. I'm not saying that. What prayer will do, prayer will get you through this. Prayer will, glory to God. Prayer will solve every situation that you're in. Come on. By you crying about it, by you trying to work it out on your own, you being stressed out about it. Come on, if I'm going to be stressed out, I'm going to be stressed out with giving God glory. My hands going to be stretched out, lifting up to him, giving him praise and thanks. Come on, I'm not going to allow the enemy to make me be stressed out over something that I prayed about and God has already worked it out. Come on, we've been in the 30-day prayer. We've been in the 30-day prayer. Some of you need to get there. I said 30 days. We've been in 30 days prayer at the church. Amen, 30 days. If my people, which are called by my name, come on here, shall do what? Humble themselves. Come on, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Come on, hallelujah. This is what prayer would do. Come on, hallelujah. Yes, I want you to get there. I want you to get in there. Make effort to get to this prayer. Because when you pray about certain things, come on, you go to another realm. You go to a different level. You go to another dimension when you begin to pray like this. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. The sincere prayer of a righteous man. The sincere prayer of a righteous woman. The sincere cry. Come on. His ears are open to you. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of this stuff we ain't got to go through with. We just pray and believe God. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some things you're going to go through. But I'm telling you, with prayer, you can come out of it. With prayer, come on, you can make it through it. Come on, you ain't got to throw in the towel. You ain't got to be saying, well, what if? When you pray and you know God can do it. Come on. Come on, Daniel. Come on to be a witness for me. Come on, Daniel. Be a witness. Come on, Shadrach, Meshach. Come on. And Abednego. Come on. Be a witness. Come on here. Come on here, blind Bartimaeus. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on here, the woman that had the issue of blood. Come on here. Come on, woman that was bound down for 18 years and couldn't know why straighten herself up. Come on, hallelujah. The woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. Come on, she had done went to everywhere
everywhere. All doctors spun all she had. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But when she got the news about Jesus, come on, was passing by. Hallelujah. She said within herself, that we go back to believing. She said within herself, if I do what? We can touch the hem of his garment. She said, I know I'll be made whole. And the Bible says that she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, come on, when we pray, y'all, hallelujah, help me in here today, this morning. Immediately, come on, the Bible says that the infirmity, hallelujah, was dried up. So when we pray, we got to believe immediately, speedily, things are happening. Things are turning around. Situations are, oh my God, help us in here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Things are happening when we pray. Things are happening when we pray and we don't doubt God. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall do what? Follow them that believe. Oh, my God. I'm trying to stir you up this morning. I'm trying to shake that prayer life of yours up. So when you pray, hallelujah, when you come in contact with God through prayer, things have to happen. Situations have to change. They have to turn around. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk with your head hung down when you pray. You don't have to walk in fear and doubt when you pray. Come on. You can walk in the word of God, say, and this is the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus, that he heareth us when we pray. This is the confidence, and the foundation of the Lord stands assured. Come on. Hallelujah. If we're going to pray, we're going to pray about it. Come on. We're going to pray about this thing. It ain't going to overtake us. It ain't going to overthrow us. Come on, somebody. Those of you that's on, good morning to you, those on Cyprus audience. Come on. It ain't going to overtake you. Hallelujah. God is looking for faith. He's looking for faith. Come on. He's looking for faith. Come on. He's looking for faith. Come on. Can he find you faithful? He's looking for faith. Can he find your faith standing in him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says right here, I'm just going to read this. Mark, come on, Mark 2. And it's talking about, hallelujah, I want to deal with this verse right here. It's one, and it says, glory to God. It says five. And then Jesus said, there, faith is, he said, unto the sick of the palsy. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee. When God has forgiven you, come on, you don't have to allow anybody, any situation to try to make you feel that you're in bondage back to that thing again. Because when you pray about it and you give it to God, God have forgiven you whatever it may be. Come on. You don't have to be nothing out there doing all that kind of stuff. It may be that, and it don't have to be that. But when you pray, this is the thing I'm getting. When you pray about it, and you ask God to help you, and you ask God to forgive you, or you ask God for something, you must believe. Because he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. The way you believe God, you say, Pastor, how can I believe God and all this stuff is going around me and it's against me? Come on. I'm telling you, you cannot look at the circumstance, the situation that you're in. You must believe God. You must believe God. Come on. How do I believe God, Apostle? How can I believe him? I got this coming on the right. I got this coming on the left. I got this coming behind me. I got this in front of me. But all you got to do is hold your head up and look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Because you're looking at too many circumstances around you. And it's causing you to do what? It's, come here, Peter. It's causing you to faint. It's causing you to sink. Come on. Remember when Peter was in the ship and Jesus came walking on the water? Come on. To go to the disciples, and the Bible said they cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. And Peter said, if it be thou, bid me to come. And what happened? The Bible said that Peter stepped down out the boat and began to walk on the water. He began to walk on the water. But guess what? God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Sonia, God bless you. See, what happened was they began to look at the circumstances and the situation that was around him. And he began to hear the voices that was talking to him. So he took his eyes off of Jesus. You can't take your eyes off of God's word. You can't stop praying when you're going through some things in your life, crisis in your life. It will overtake you. You got to continue to pray through it. You got to continue to confess his word through it. You got to continue to lean to not to your own understanding. And this is what happened. Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. And the Bible says that he began to sink. And he began to cry out for fear. Fear is a terrible thing. It will grip you. Fear will paralyze you. Unbelief will grip you and paralyze you. And it will make you lose your prayer life. It will make you use your word life. And it will make you begin to look at what's around you, as Peter did. And Peter cried out for fear because he began to sink. But then he remembered. He cried out, Lord, save me. And this is what prayer does. It brings you back into alignment. Come on. Back into the alignment of the word of God. Back into the alignment of believing God. When you pray, we got to believe that he can do it. We got to believe. We got to know, no matter what you're in. I'm trying to encourage somebody out there today. You got to believe God against all odds, against everything that's coming towards you. You got to believe God. You say, Apostle, I've been believing God and nothing been happening. Continue to believe God. Be ye steadfast, unmovable. Come on here. Always abiding in the words of the Lord. Because guess what? The word of our God, the word of our God, I say our God, my God, your God, and any believer's God. That, I'm talking about the real God. I ain't talking about the gods that's sitting on the table, can't move, can't do nothing. And I'm not talking about the only one you just worship. I'm talking about the true and living God. He is able, he can, and he will, and he has done it, and he will bring you out. He'll bring you out over and over. When you pray, you got to believe it. He'll heal you. When you pray, you got to believe it. He is who he say he is through his word. Just like he said right here, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Call it. In the fifth verse of Mark, the second chapter, the fifth verse. Come on here. That end part of that. This man had to pause it. He had to pause it. And he says, come on here. And when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, come on here, son, hallelujah, thy sins be forgiven thee. God is a forgiving God. God is a restorer. God is a repairer. God is not a God gloom and doom. Come on. Now, you got to obey. You got to do what God has called you to do. Come on. Telling us to do. We got to do certain things. Yes, there's certain rules we have to follow when we come to Jesus. Come on. We got to come out from among them. That's what he said. We got to be separated. We can't mix it. We can't. We walk in this walk. Come on. There's certain things you got to do. Come on. Yes, it is. Just like there's certain things you got to do with your job. Come on. Yes. There's certain things you got to do when you get something with instructions to how to put it together. You got to follow the instruction in order for the things to come out right. Come on. Same way it is in the principle of God. Come on. You got to follow this word. You got to follow this word and do what this word say. Become what this word say. Come on. Not what people say. Not what their opinions say about you. You got to follow him. Paul, what is Paul told? Say, follow me as I follow Christ. Come on. Come on. You got to follow. And he said, do what? Mark the perfect man. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to stay in prayer, y'all. We got to stay in prayer. We can't afford to stay in nothing else. Everything is going down. Everything is going down but the word of God. Everything's being shaken. Everything's being tried. Come on. So why not stay in prayer? Not stay in our own thinking, in our own trying to figure things out, in our own trying to solve things. But when we pray about it and we give it to God, we've been talking about prayer. When we pray about it and give it to God, and when we have the God kind of faith, come on here, that we be forgiven of whatever the enemy is trying to make us do. we ask God, forgive me, because the enemy tried to make me, you know, whatever, doubt you. God, forgive me, because the enemy tried to make me have fear of a certain situation.